Well, hi there, and thanks for tuning in today to what we feel will be a very special broadcast on the Canadian Council of the Blind, GTT, that being Get Together with Technology podcast page. Today we have a very special audio presentation for you. It's a tutorial slash demonstration of the relatively new Blue Sky television service, voice-activated television service that, well, has been around for about a year in Western Canada and perhaps not quite as long in Eastern Canada. Now, in fact, Shaw is calling it Blue Sky TV, and it's my understanding that Rogers is calling it Nitro TV. So depending on where you are in the country, the service may have a bit of a different name to it, but for the most part, it's the same service utilizing the same equipment, so the tutorial should be applicable to everyone, in fact, subscribing to the service. Presentation you're about to hear was put together for us by a member of the CCB GTT Edmonton chapter, and we would like to thank Russell Solowaniak for putting this together for us. He presented this to the GTT Edmonton group, and we thought it would be a great idea to share it with everyone across the country via the podcast. Russell has separated the content into 7 bits or chapters, and the first one will be turning on and configuring the voice guidance. From there, we'll go to navigating TV guide and setting recordings. Section 3 will be showing, deleting, and watching the recordings. Segment 4 will be how to access Netflix on the service. Number 5 will be our last watched feature. Item 6 will be how to access YouTube via the service, and the final segment will be on input switching. Each of Russell's segments will be separated by a little audio introduction by myself to make it a little bit easier for everyone to navigate should you want a specific portion of this tutorial. Just before we move forward with Russell's presentation, we thought it might be beneficial to review the buttons located on the Blue Sky remote control. Several of them are referenced throughout the presentation, so let's do that now. The Blue Sky remote has 15 rows of buttons from top to bottom, and we will go from the upper left-hand corner and work our way down. The upper left-hand corner has the TV button, the microphone is in the middle, and the all power button is on the right side. Row number 2 has volume up, mute, and channel up. Row number 3 has volume down, replay, and channel down. And I might add that the volume up and down and the channel up and down are rocker buttons. So from 2 to 3, you'll see up and down on the volume, up and down on channel, encompassing the left and right hand sides of rows 2 and 3. On row number 4, we have rewind, play pause, and forward. On row number 5, we have exit, we have the voice search button, and record. Row number 6 contains guide, then we have the Shaw or menu or Nitro button, whatever the case may be, and page up. Rows 7, 8, and 9 are your navigational keys in the center of the remote. So row 7 has the up arrow. Row 8 would have the left, OK, and right arrow. And row 9 would have the down arrow. Row number 10 has last, info, and page down button. Row number 11 has 4 distinctly unique buttons. They are different shapes. They are marked as A, B, C, and D, A being a triangle, B being a square, C being a circle, and D being a diamond. Rows 12, 13, 14, and the center button of row 15 are a numeric pad. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and on the bottom row, the 15th row, we have the 0 in the center position. We have setup to the left and TV input to the right. So there you have it, the button configuration on the Blue Sky remote. I hope that's been a bit helpful for you. So without further delay, let's go to segment number 1 as presented by Russell to the GTT Edmonton group at their October meeting. Segment number 1 deals with turning on and configuring the voice guidance system. Russell?
So I'm going to be demonstrating the Shaw Blue Sky TV I'm going to start by turning on voice guidance. At the moment, I have it turned off. And if you live with someone who's sighted, they may wish to turn it off because listening to the voice as you navigate can get quite annoying. I turn it off myself sometimes. So I'm going to start by turning on the TV. And the way to get into the accessibility menu, there's a quick button to get into the accessibility settings. So there's a row of buttons A, B, C, D. The A button gets into the Shaw Help menu, and there's a couple of Shaw Blue Sky TV videos, really short videos. The B is the button to get into the accessibility options. The C button is to open the sports app. Unfortunately, it's not accessible. The voice guidance doesn't work within the sports app. What happens is when you press the C button, the right side of the screen shows live sporting events that are taking place at the moment. It'll give you the scores of all the games going on. If it's a baseball game, it'll tell you what inning it's in and what the score is. But right at the moment, it's not accessible. Hopefully one day it will be. And then the D button at the moment isn't configured to do anything other than to clear the last watched program list. So when you press the last watch button, it brings up a list of the 9 previous programs that you've watched. And then if you press the last watch button and the letter D, it will clear that list. So I'm going to start by turning on the TV.
Parts of Florida's Gulf Coast as tropical storm Michael intensifies.
I'm going to press the B button and the down arrow 3 times, and that'll take me to the voice guidance and turn it on.
Potential for dangerous storm surge flooding, destructive winds, and heavy rainfall.
Voice guidance on selected. On-screen text and options are spoken aloud to help you navigate through the screens.
A wealth of perspective. A wealth of...
Plan. So now I paused the TV. So I'm going to now go back into the accessibility settings and change the speed of the voice guidance, because right now it's a little bit fast, and for this demo I'll just slow down a bit. I'm going to press the letter B.
Accessibility settings. Closed captioning. Off selected. Press up or down arrow to review categories. Press OK to select.
So there was a closed captioning, and it's turned off. I'll press the down arrow button.
Closed captioning options. Modify the look of closed captioning text.
So when you pause on an item, it reads additional text. You don't have to listen to it all, but I'm just letting it play so that you guys get an idea of what's in this accessibility menu. I'll go down arrow again.
Video description, on selected. Listen to audio descriptions of a program's key visual elements. Note, when video descriptions aren't available, you may hear Spanish or another language instead.
So that's the video description, and that's turned on. I'm going to go down arrow again.
Voice guidance, on selected. On-screen text and options are spoken aloud to help you navigate through the screens.
So this is the voice guidance that turns it on or off. And if you notice, after I press the B button, this is the third item down, so that's how I know. I press the B button, down arrow 3 times, I'm on this. If I select it, if it's off, it'll turn it on. If it's on, it turns it off. I'll go down one more time, down arrow.
Voice guidance options. Customize voice guidance by adjusting the speech rate. Voice guidance options. Customize voice guidance by adjusting the speech rate.
So I'm going to press the OK button on that because I want to change the speech rate.
Voice guidance options. Voice guidance speech rate. Fast selected. Press OK to select.
So fast is selected. I'm going to press OK on that, and that'll give me the option to change it.
Voice guidance speech rate. Regular. Text will be voiced out at regular rate. Press up or down arrow to review categories. Press OK to select.
So there's regular, there's fast, and there's fastest. And you may have noticed that it actually spoke the text at the regular rate as it read that item. So that it gives you a good example of what it's going to sound like. And I think that's a really nice feature. I'll down arrow to fast.
Fast. Selected. Text will be voiced out at a fast rate.
So you can hear it's being read a little bit faster. And I'll go to fastest.
Fastest. Text will be voiced out at the fastest rate.
So it reads it really fast. So I'm going to go back up to regular by pressing the up arrow twice.
Regular. Text will be voiced out at regular rate. Press up or down arrow to review categories. Press OK to select.
And I'm going to press OK to select that.
Voice guidance speech rate. Regular selected. Press OK to select.
Now I'm going to press the exit button to get out of the accessibility settings. And I'm going to unpause the program.
Pause.
I'm back on my TV show. So that is turning on voice guidance, changing the speed of voice guidance, how to get into the accessibility settings.
Thanks, Russell. Segment number two is navigating the TV guide and setting recordings.
So now that we have voice guidance turned on, I'm going to switch channels using the Blue Sky button, the microphone button, and then I'm going to bring up the TV guide and navigate through the TV guide and set a recording as well. So right now I have the TV on, and I think it's on Fox News, if I'm not mistaken. So it's, I have it paused. I'm going to unpause it.
Pause.
Points. That is it for us. We have this quick story for you, though.
Yeah, here's a story about a guy who has plenty of...
So now it's on Fox. I'm going to change it to ITV, Global TV. So I'm going to press the Blue Sky TV button, hold it down, you'll hear it beep. CITV.
Now playing The Expendables, Season 2, Episode 2, Reno Workout.
No.
We've been living in this house for nearly 12...
Play.
So I pause that. Now I'm going to bring up the TV guide. And what it does when you first bring it up is it shows you the channel that you're currently on. So I'll bring up the guide.
Now playing The Expendables. 28 minutes remaining. Channel 101 CITV HD. Press OK to watch.
So it gives you the channel. It gives you the show that's on and the time remaining in the show. If I press the down arrow, it's going to go to the next title channel. So I'm on 101, which is CITV. I'm going to press down arrow.
9:51 a.m. Bookaboo. 2 minutes remaining. Channel 102 CBX THD.
So that's CBC.
Press OK to watch.
I'm going to press down arrow again.
10 a.m. The Doctors. 58 minutes remaining.
I'm going to press down arrow again.
10 a.m. Live with Kelly and Ryan. 58 minutes remaining. Channel 104 CTVED. Press OK to watch.
So now it's on CTV Edmonton, and it's on the 10 a.m. time slot. I'm going to press the right arrow key, and it'll stay on CTV, but move to the 11 o'clock time slot.
11 a.m. The View. 60 minutes.
And if I go right again, it goes from The View
12 p.m. Oktoberfest Thanksgiving Day Parade. 60 minutes.
So I'm going to go left again.
11 a.m. The View.
So let's say we want to record The View.
60 minutes.
I'm going to press OK.
The View. 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Rated 14 plus. High definition available. Closed captions available. October 8th, 2018. Season 22, Episode 25. Yvette Nicole Brown guest co-hosts. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis. Hot items at affordable prices. Episodes.
So right now it's on episodes. If I went into that, I could look at the different episodes of the View. I'm going to press the right arrow button.
Record.
So there's a record button. I'm going to press OK.
Record options. The View. Today 11 o'clock at 12 o'clock p.m. on 104 CTVED. Just this episode.
So here, because it's on a show that comes on daily, I can record just this episode. If I press the right arrow key.
All episodes.
So I could record all episodes, but I'm going to press the right arrow again.
Just this episode.
And I'm going to press the OK button to choose to record this episode.
Episodes. Your recording is set. The View. Today 10:59 1:30 p.m. on 104 CTVED. Episodes.
So now I'm going to exit the guide by pressing the exit button. Press exit again.
Pause.
It doesn't have shuttlecocks. I mean, it's...
And I'm back on my TV show program that I was watching. So that is navigating the TV guide. And as you can hear, the voice guidance gives you quite a bit of information. And it's also, I showed you how to set a recording for a program as well.
Onward to section number three, where Russell demonstrates showing, deleting, and watching recordings.
So now I'm going to demonstrate how to get into the programs that you've recorded. In my previous demo, I just finished demoing how to set programs to record. It's not going to show those yet because they haven't been recorded. It'll show what I've already recorded. So to get into the recordings, I'm going to use the Blue Sky TV button again. I'm going to hold it down and you'll hear it beep. Recordings.
Recordings. You have used 6% of your DVR space and have 6 recordings stored. Press down for recordings.
So as you can hear, it tells you how much space you've used and how much you have left of your disk. So I'm going to go down arrow.
W5. Recording added October 7th, 2018, 3:59 p. Press up or down arrow to review items. Press right to delete. Press OK to select.
So if I wanted to watch that, I could start watching that at this moment. Or go down arrow again.
Cuomo Prime Time. Recording added October 5th, 2018, 7 o'clock p.
So I was sort of interested in the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. So I recorded some CNN. I'll go down again. I recorded some Fox News.
Hannity, 2. Recordings added October 5th, 2018, 6:59 p.
Trying to get both sides of the issue. I'll go down again.
The 2000s, 2. Recordings added August 19th, 2018, 6:59 p.
And I don't know if you heard that it said two recordings, so these are a couple shows I recorded back in August.
Recently deleted, 1.
And there's one recently deleted program. So I'm going to go back up.
The 2000s, 2. Hannity, 2. Cuomo Prime Time. W5. Recording added October 7th, 2018, 3:59 p.
So I'm going
press up or down arrow to review items. Press right to delete.
So you heard
press OK to select.
So you heard it say press right to delete, so I'm going to press the right arrow button.
Press OK to delete the W5, 1 recording.
And I'm going to press OK to delete it.
Delete recording. Are you sure you want to delete W5? Delete now.
So I'm on the delete now. I'm going to confirm that by pressing OK.
Your request is in progress. This recording of W5 will be deleted. Cuomo Prime Time. Recording added October 5th, 2018, 7 o'clock p. Press up or down arrow to review items. Press right to delete. Press OK to select.
So if I press OK to select now, it'll start playing this recording. And I'll just give you an example. I'll press OK.
Cuomo Prime Time. Recorded 10/5 at 7 o'clock p. on 254 CNN HD 60 minutes. High definition available. Closed captions available. Chris Cuomo asks the tough questions to newsmakers in Washington and around the world. Now playing Cuomo Prime Time.
Who put themselves in senators' faces. Remember the critical confrontation with Flake and with Senator Shushu, Orrin Hatch.
Play.
So there it is. You can watch the recording at any time. I'm not going to delete this yet because I may want to watch it one day yet, even though it's well past the confirmation hearing. I'm going to exit out of the recordings by pressing the exit button.
Cuomo Prime Time. Recording added October 5th, 2000. Now playing Sky Jumpers.
Take long. Today's hearing aids are no longer the ones we remember.
So it exited the recordings and went back to my TV. So that's going into the recordings and reviewing what you had recorded, deleting recordings, and watching a recording.
On to segment 4, how can we access Netflix?
Now I'm going to demonstrate Netflix. I'm going to use the Blue Sky TV button and go to Netflix, open Netflix that way. And then I'm going to go down a list of shows and choose one and start watching it. So, Netflix.
On the profile selection screen. Who's watching Netflix? Russell.
So I share a Netflix account with a friend. So it's on the choose who's watching and it's on my name. So I'm going to press OK.
On the browse screen. In the popular on Netflix row. 70 titles in this row. A Wrinkle in Time. Her dad was right. There is such a thing as a tesseract. But finding them requires the power of love as well as science.
Now I'm just going to arrow down now.
End quote. Selma end quote. In the thrillers row. 75 titles in this row. Law-abiding citizen. In the documentaries row. 73 titles in this row. Inside of Freemasons. Watch season 1 now. Pull back the curtain and examine one of history's oldest and most talked about fraternities, the Freemasons. 98.
Pressing right arrow.
The truth about alcohol. Killer Women with Piers Morgan. Planet Earth II. IAMA Killer.
And I'm just pressing right arrow.
Every convict. Dirty Money.
And if you pause, it'll give you a description.
Expanded prices, doctored products, deals with narco-terrorists. How far will the corporate world go to chase a profit?
And I'm just going to press play on this.
If you're interested in. On the details screen for Dirty Money. Play season 1. Episode 1. One of 5 buttons.
Push play.
Playing. 1 hour, 15 minutes, 23 seconds remaining. Press OK to pause. A black late model Volkswagen station wagon heads over the pavement toward the incline. A middle-aged man wearing a baseball cap and thick horn-rimmed glasses sits in the driver's seat. He steers the vehicle down a curving stretch of snow-banked roadway.
I paused it.
1 hour, 14 minutes, 55 seconds remaining.
So as you can see, it was descriptive video. I'm going to press the exit button to get right out of Netflix.
Troy Lyons.
So it's back in my regular TV and back on the football game I was watching, so I'm going to pause that again.
Play.
So I have the football game paused. So that was one way of getting into Netflix. Another way is there's a show that you know you want to watch on Netflix. So we passed a show called A Wrinkle in Time, so I'm going to try watch that on Netflix. Netflix, A Wrinkle in Time.
A Wrinkle in Time, available from Netflix, 110 minutes rated PG, high definition available. Closed captions available. Video description available. Rotten Tomatoes critics rating 42%. Audience rating 29%. 2018, two children brave a dangerous journey to an evil planet to find their scientist father. Play on Netflix, 1 of 4.
So I'm on the play button. I'm going to press the OK button.
On the details screen for A Wrinkle in Time. Play. 1 of 4 buttons. Years after their father disappears, Meg and her younger brother... Playing. 1 hour, 49 minutes, 49 seconds remaining. Press OK to pause.
Fireworks explode in the sky, and twinkling lights form an arc above the castle that sits on the riverbank. In white signature lettering, the word Disney appears in the foreground.
I'm going to pause this now. I'm going to press exit.
Now playing NFL football, Green Bay Packers of Detroit Lions.
So I exited out of Netflix and I'm back on CTV on the football game. So as you can see, there's quite a few different ways to get to shows on Netflix. You can open up Netflix and go through the list of programs and choose a program. You can use your voice to go directly to a specific program. And if you notice, both of those shows had descriptive audio, so that was also very accessible. So that is Netflix. And of course, you need a Netflix account to do that. Right? So I have one. So.
Section 5 deals with last watched programs.
So now I'm going to demonstrate the last watched button. So basically what happens if you want to switch between the last two channels that you watched, like the channel you're watching and the previous channel, you press the last watched button and then the OK button quickly, and it'll just switch to the previous channel. So you can switch back and forth like that between two channels. Or if you press the last watched button, it also brings up a list of the 9 previous programs that you've watched. So then you can use the left and right arrow to navigate through that list and choose the program from that list. So the last two programs I've been watching are Fox News and the Dr. Oz Show. So I'm going to unpause my TV.
Pause.
Citizens or paid activists, the America's Newsroom A-Team is here to talk post-confirmation fallout.
Plus, House Minority Leader
Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to press the last watch button.
The results of the FBI's latest...
Last watch.
Press OK.
Press... Now playing the Dr. Oz Show, Season 10, Episode 15. Oz investigates fiery hot snack foods. Are extreme spicy chips safe?
They make me feel so good. It's so hot though, my mouth is on fire.
So I'm going to now, I paused it. I'm going to switch back to Fox News channel by pressing last watched and OK again quickly.
Last watched. Now playing America's Newsroom.
Project. I use Angie's List.
And if I do that again.
Free to read review.
Last watched. Now playing the Dr. Oz Show. Season play.
So I paused it. Well, I will pause it. So you get an idea. It just switches back and forth between the last two programs that you watched. So now I'm going to bring up a list of the 9 previous programs I watched and just arrow through the list. I'm not going to let it pause and let it speak on each one, so I'll just bring up the list and navigate.
Last watched. Press left or right arrow to review items. Press OK to select. Press D to clear your history. On now, America's Newsroom. On now, the D.R. Oz Show.
Pressing the right arrow.
On now, CNN Newsroom with Poppy Harlow and Jim Seato. Getting started, 159 minutes.
So this is interesting. I was watching some of the Shaw Help videos, the Getting Started video, and that's showing up in the previous watched, or last watched.
Voice remote, 35 minutes.
And that's another voice remote. It's actually 35 seconds, this video, so I don't know why it's saying 35 minutes. I'll go right arrow again.
The Big Bang Theory.
So there's a Big Bang Theory. I'm going to press OK on that.
Now playing the Big Bang Theory. Pause.
Although, when you think about it, Lego is the perfect metaphor for marital congress. Two pieces that interlock with a satisfying snap.
I'm going to pause that. So that was the Big Bang Theory. And I'll bring up the last watched, and I'll just show you that you can actually go to the help videos, too, as well. So I'm going to bring up the menu.
Last watched. Press left or right arrow. The Big Bang Theory.
Going right arrow.
On now, CNN. Getting started, 159 minutes.
And that's actually 1 minute and 59 seconds. I'm going to press play on that.
Now playing Getting Started.
Simplest, fastest, and most complete way to access all of your entertainment. Shaw Blue Sky TV is like a search engine for your TV. See what's airing live, on Shaw On Demand, and your PVR all in one place.
Play.
So that is the last watched button. And now, when I press the last watch button, you hear to clear the list to press the D button. I talked about that earlier, so let's clear that list and see what happens. I'll press last watched.
Last watched. Press left or right arrow to review items. Press OK to select. Press D to clear your history. Last watched. Clear history. Press right or left arrow to review, then press OK to select. Just this program.
So it asks if I want to remove just this program from the last watched list, or press right arrow.
Clear all history.
Clear all history, and that's what I'm going to do.
All history cleared. All previously viewed programs and channels have been cleared from last watched. Press exit to dismiss.
So I'll press the exit to dismiss. And now.
Now playing the D.R. Oz Show, Season 10, Episode 15, Oz Investigate.
I pause that. Now if I press last watched, let's see what happens.
Last watched. Press left or right arrow to review items. Press OK to select. Press D to clear your history. On now, the D.R. Oz Show.
So I'm pressing right arrow and nothing happens because there's nothing else in the history. So that is last watched button on Blue Sky TV.
Section number 6 of the presentation deals with YouTube. How can we access that on Blue Sky TV, Russell?
So now I'm going to demonstrate the YouTube app on Blue Sky TV. Unfortunately, it's not really accessible. The voice component doesn't work at all within the YouTube app. But I have had some luck in finding videos on YouTube that I'm looking for. Not this specific one necessarily, but we'll give it a try and see what I can find here. So I'm going to use the Blue Sky TV button again. YouTube iPhone XS versus iPhone 8. So right now it's probably in the results screen, I have no idea, but I'm going to press the down arrow a few times, five times maybe, press play.
Hey guys, so I know a lot of you are in this situation. You bought an iPhone 10 a year ago, a year flew by honestly faster than I could have imagined, and the new iPhones are here, the iPhone XS and the XS Max. Now the question is, do you upgrade? This thing still feels new, it feels great, but the new one is just a little bit shinier, it's got that new gold color. What else is different? I'm gonna break it down in this video, and there are so many differences actually between the 10 and 10S. Of course, I'm gonna try and make it as easy as possible for you to understand whether or not you should upgrade or not, and I think I'll have some very valid points here. So
I paused that, so this is a video about the iPhone XS and whether it's worth upgrading from the regular iPhone X. So that's not exactly what I was looking for, but like I said, it's kind of hit and miss. So I'll just try another one. I play guitar a little bit, so I try to find backing tracks that I can use to play along with, so I'll just try search for one of them. YouTube backing tracks in A minor. Press the down arrow key a few times and see what I find. Thank you. I paused it. So that was good. It found some backing tracks, and I could grab my guitar and try to play along with that. So that worked well. Like I said, it's kind of hit and miss with YouTube, and hopefully one day they will have the speech component added to it, but at the moment it isn't available. So that is YouTube on Blue Sky TV.
And last but not least, we have a segment on input switching.
So one other thing I wanted to show you guys is the switching input. It's not accessible on Blue Sky TV unless your TV has a speech component to it. My Samsung TV does have a voice guided option for it, so it does speak some of the menus within the Samsung TV. So on my Blue Sky remote, the bottom right corner is to switch input, so I'm going to press that now.
Source, 6 items, 2, HDMI 1. Move left or right to switch between items. Select to change input. Press return on your remote to go back to the previous screen.
So it read that I'm on HDMI 1, but that's not the Blue Sky TV voice. That's actually my Samsung TV voice. I'll press the input button again. It'll switch to HDMI 2.
3,
2 DVI. TV DVI, I guess.
3, HDMI 2 DVI.
So it's HDMI 2, so I'm going to press it again.
4, 8, 8.
Press
5,
it again.
Screen mirroring.
Screen mirroring.
8.
And nothing there. I'll press it again.
HDMI 1.
So I'm back 8, to HDMI 1.
HDMI 1.
Back on my TV, which is still paused. I'll press play. I forgot to exit the menu, so I'm still on my backing tracks within YouTube. So I'll press exit, and it should go back to my TV. And
Detroit Lions.
Like a free kid's pair of glasses when you purchase two pair from only one.
I'll pause that, and that's Blue Sky TV. It's, I hope you found the information helpful. It's really accessible. It's a lot of fun. And hope you guys are able to give it a try.
Well, there you have it. Thank you very much, Russell. That was very informative and very helpful. We hope you've enjoyed this tutorial and demo on the Blue Sky television service. And we thank you for putting that together for us. So we hope you've enjoyed this audio presentation on the CCB podcast channel. Your feedback is always welcome. If you enjoyed this and would like to make some recommendation about what you'd like to hear on the podcast, please feel free to contact the CCB National Office, Kim Kilpatrick or Albert Ruel, and we'll see if we can put it together for you. Thank you for listening.